This area of Thrace was called the Gallia of the East, and the tribes became an intermixture of Gauls and Greeks. Probably 10,000 strong, the Gauls were part of that great Celtic migration which invaded Macedon in the 3rd century BCE, originally invited by a king who needed their formidable fighting skills. But then they decided to put down roots and became a good example of the story of the man in the desert tent when a violent sandstorm erupted. His camel, outside, stuck his nose under the tent looking for shelter, and, feeling compassion for the camel, let him put his whole head in. Well, that camel kept inching his way into the tent until, you guessed it, the man was outside and the camel nicely protected from the storm. The Gauls and that camel had a lot in common with their ability to penetrate Thrace and to displace that king that brought them there. These fierce warriors ended up migrating east once again, eventually settling into Anatolia, where our story with the book of Galatians begins and Paul encounters them. Retaining their martial reputation, the Gauls of Asia Minor supported themselves by plundering neighboring countries. The Gauls, by now referred to as Galatians, were eventually defeated by the might of Rome. In 25 BCE, Galatia was incorporated by Caesar Augustus into the Roman Empire, and ironically, few provinces were more enthusiastic or loyal to the Roman Empire. Although Paul encounters the Gauls 2 centuries after they had settled in, an ancient historian wrote of them, "They are the most formidable and warlike nation in Asia."